We're going to talk about something that you may not have thought about before. You know, while Jesus was on earth, he was asked lots of questions. Some asked sincere questions, while the Pharisees, as we know, tried to just simply trap Jesus with some questions. But what questions did Jesus actually ask us, and how should this impact our relationship with him? Joining us now to discuss this is Stan Guthrie. Stan is an editor-at-large for Christianity Today magazine, and his most recently released book is titled All That Jesus Asks, How His Questions Can Teach and Transform Us. Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning to you.
Thanks for joining us. I know I use Christianity Today every morning when we get ready for this program, so we appreciate your work in that periodical.
Thank you.
And I have to say that most people probably don't think about Jesus as a question asker. We think about his sermons. We think about the questions that he answered of people. So help us out with this. Was he really much of a question asker?
Well, in my research, Brian, I found that the New Testament records about 295 questions from the lips of Jesus. Some of them are repeated, of course, as the Gospels take different incidents in different ways. But yes, they're peppered all throughout there, and I was amazed once I really got into it how comprehensive in subject matter the questions are.
Well, and with that many questions, it would seem to me that we may be even approaching faith here in America in particular, maybe a little bit off, not wrong, just a little off, because if he's a question asker, doesn't that kind of change the nature in which he wants us to interact with him?
Well, I think that the questions are particularly appropriate for this moment in history for us here in the Western world. We've spent many decades now kind of preaching and telling people what to believe, but it's not as effective as it used to be. I think we're kind of stagnated as a church as far as reaching out to the culture. And I think people appreciate it more if you kind of engage them in a dialogue. And interestingly, that's what Jesus did a lot of the time. Obviously, questions weren't the only thing he did, but he used questions so frequently, both with honest spiritual inquirers or skeptics or anybody in between, that we've got to take a look at it and see if maybe this is something that we need to put in our own quiver of tools for the gospel.
Has this changed your approach to your relationship with Christ, this examination of the questions he asks?
It's definitely changed my relationship with Christ. There's no doubt about it. I spent over 2 years digging into the gospels, digging into these questions, and I've got to say my spiritual life has been taken to a level that I have not, that I wasn't sure that would ever come. You know, sometimes you go through years of being spiritually dry and wondering if you're growing. And I've got to say that I've experienced some both professional and very personal challenges the last few years. And being wrestling with those questions, walking alongside Jesus as he asked them, seeing his reactions to people, has been a tremendous encouragement to me. Now, as to whether or not changed my own approach to people, I'd like to think so. I think I'm still on the way, but I'm learning how to listen better, and I think that's the first step to asking a good question is being a good listener.
And I want to dig into some of those questions that Jesus asked in just a couple of moments here, but generally speaking, would you say he was more of a rhetorical question asker, or was he really asking sincere questions of us that we can work with today?
You know, I think it just depended on the situation. Sometimes he was going right after the Pharisees to show them their hypocrisy and that they were just playing games. And in other cases, he was asking, he actually waited for the answer, and then he would follow up with another question. I think it really depended on the person that he was dealing with, and so we need to be sensitive that way as well.
I'm Brian Dolan, sitting in for Mark Elfstrand today. We're having a conversation with Stan Guthrie. He's the editor-at-large for Christianity Today magazine, and we're talking about his most recently released book entitled All That Jesus Asks, His Questions, How His Questions Can Teach and Transform Us. Again, a unique look at Jesus, not worrying about what he said necessarily, but the questions he asked us, and Stan looks at that in depth in this book. We've been talking about it, and what I want to turn to now is, so you look at these almost 300 questions, Stan. Did you get any, like, general themes of the types of things that Jesus would ask people?
Yeah, I sure did, Brian. I divided it up into 5 major themes in 26 chapters. The 5 themes are, who is Jesus? And that's, of course, critical because that determines how we should answer and who's asking us and why it's important. So who is Jesus? Number two is how do you follow him? So a lot of discipleship things, relationship with him, lordship, prayer. Three is where is your thinking? Things like discernment and self-examination and overcoming anxiety. Number four in the themes is why is character so vital? So I deal with things like unbelief and compassion and gratitude and love. And then number five is what are some critical doctrines? Scripture, marriage, judgment, gift of the resurrection, and his love. So I was amazed, Brian, at how comprehensive the questions are. You know, you never know what you're going to do when you try to cover all of something. You know, where is it going to lead you? And I was constantly amazed at how comprehensive these questions are for the entire Christian life, and indeed for people who are not yet Christians, but who are looking into it. And so I was just greatly encouraged. And I think every time I go back to these questions, I'm encouraged in a new way because they kind of meet you where you are. Each question will grab you in a different way depending on what's happening in your life.
What would you say was the most commonly asked question from Jesus?
Boy, that's a good question. I haven't thought of that. I would say certainly one that happened over and over was who is Jesus? And people were constantly asking who he was, and then he would turn the tables and say, okay, who do people say that I am, and then who do you say that I am? Mm-hmm. And I think, as I said, that is foundational for any of our dealings with Jesus and how we end up ultimately answering those questions.
Could you kind of boil it down to one question that impacted you the most that Jesus asked, that question where you got to it, you said, wow, this one just hits home for me?
Well, you know, I think his relationship questions were the ones that really encouraged me the most. I think about the guy who was born blind, and his disciples asked him, you know, Rabbi, who sinned that this man was born blind? And it went on from there, and then Jesus actually takes the initiative to meet with this guy. He, you know, the guy has been thrown out of the synagogue, and Jesus goes up to him. He finds him in the crowd, and he says, do you believe in the Son of Man? Or I think of the time when the lady reached out and touched the hem of his robe, and Jesus stopped everything he was doing at that point, and he asked, who touched me? And, you know, you could get into a long discussion about what that means, but he actually stopped his busy schedule, got her whole story, and she was not only then healed, but she received a relationship with Jesus. And there's the story of the 10 lepers. And he asked, you know, weren't 10 men healed? Where are the 9? And then he initiates that relationship with the man. So I constantly saw Jesus seeing us as valuable, made in his image, and going out of his way to ask questions that would draw us into relationship with him. And that was personally very encouraging to me, because sometimes you can kind of start doing things by rote and by habit, and it was really spiritually refreshing to me to see how much Jesus actually cares for each individual person.
Well, and it's perspective changing in many ways. I mean, as I'm hearing this, I'm thinking to myself, boy, it's so easy for us to walk up to someone when we want to witness to them and just start telling them things.
Yeah.
As opposed to asking him questions. I mean, Jesus, it sounds like many of the times he would just, rather than give a definitive answer, just ask a question. Isn't that a new way for us to approach this kind of thing in this country?
I certainly think so. And obviously there are times when we're almost kind of tearing our hair out because we're sort of upbraiding Jesus a little bit. Like, why didn't he give him the 4-point right. gospel outline? But Jesus knew what he was doing. He knew how to kind of interest people and bring them to a spot where they could take the next step. And I think that we can do that. We can be more trusting that God is in control of that process, and we can sometimes just give people a little bump onto the next area of awareness. And I think a good question can do that.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate your time today, Stan. Again, he is the author of All That Jesus Asks, Stan Guthrie. And he is also editor-at-large for Christianity Today magazine. Stan, if people want some more information, where should they go?
Well, they can go to my website, stanguthrie.com, or they can call Baker Books at 800-877-2665.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stan.